gentlemen of the world. We are a club that gets together and tries scotch. How it works is somebody brings a scotch and the rest of us try it blind without knowing what it is. We smell it, we taste it, we feel it out, and then we talk about it. Who's here tonight going around the room? I am Justin.
I am Evan H.
I'm Alex.
I'm Dave.
Andrew.
Evan C.
Chris.
And Vern.
And picking up the scotch, what do we see, guys? This looks like water.
Yeah, real light.
It's very light color.
Extremely light.
Scotchy water.
So Andrew brought the scotch tonight. Yeah. Andrew, thanks for this. Is this glacier water or is this, what kind of water is this? Is this Arrowhead spring water?
Yeah, this is, I cooked this up in the backyard actually.
You definitely cooked it. Like, you smell it and it's fresh off the fire.
It's the color of a well-hydrated urine.
Extremely well.
Yeah, it's light. That's like, yeah, it's like pale straw.
Like urine at like a yoga retreat. You know, like yoga really retreat. Well hydrated.
You're really on top of your mineral water game. This is the stuff.
I was trying to be official with straw, but you guys are all sticking with the urine.
Yeah, no, we can switch to straw.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Officially, it's light on the eyes, but have you guys smelt it yet?
It's heavy.
It is heavy on the nose.
Oh yeah.
No shortage of fire.
Lots of smoke.
Yeah, like campfire smoke.
Yeah.
Charcoaly.
And strong
yeah.
campfire.
Yeah, wood smoke. Yeah.
Close to a campfire.
I'm just enjoying smelling this. I don't even know if I'm going to drink it because I'm having such a good time smelling it.
Anything other than smoke? I'm just curious.
It's like an underlying sweetness.
Okay.
This is like a juniper gin hint here.
That's cool.
That's cool. I had not
collection of words. Yeah.
A little bit of juniper sour apple.
You said sour apple, Chris?
See, for me, it smells more like instead of like a campfire, it smells more like a barbecue fire. Like you get that.
Yeah, really?
That's what I...
Like underlying meat kind of...
Yeah, I was going to say pork. I don't know if it's because it's on a table.
Who said gin? Because I feel like, there's like juniper berries and wrapped in seaweed.
That's like juniper at surface level. And you take like a deeper smell into it, then you get that smoke. It's multifaceted.
It's definitely opening a little
roasted
bit.
Roasted seaweed now. Hmm.
I'm also getting cherry on the nose once I take a deeper dive and get my nose really in there.
Like poached, not poached. Is that what it is? Poached pears?
Yeah.
Like when you put pears in a pan?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm...
Yeah, it's poached pears.
Yeah, you could say that.
And you put them in a pan, but they might not be poached.
Pears in a pan.
Pears in a pan.
Pan like. Pears.
What kind of pan?
Smells like pan pears.
Sounds like we're doing a mic test again. Pans in a pan.
Oh, please be in the tasting pears. Notes. Pears in a pan.
We need this recipe later.
Yeah. Are we talking like a cast iron? Or
yeah.
No. Yeah, I think
no,
so.
No.
Clean.
It's clean.
Stainless clean steel. Cast iron, like a new
stainless steel pan.
Mm. Oh, stainless? Really? Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, definitely. I get that.
That was like, a hot
kind
one,
of
guys.
Light pear.
Did you taste?
Yeah, I did.
All the heat?
It's all there, right up front.
It tastes just like it smells.
This, the color though, this very light color, makes me think it's like an 8-year.
Yeah.
Like it's just really cask
young.
Strength. It's 8-year and it's Lagavulin.
That's what I was going to say. Lagavulin 8 was going to be my initial guess.
Wow. Early call
yeah,
out.
Yeah, those are early
Look
calls.
At you guys.
It's really thin. It's not.
Yeah.
Viscous.
Viscous was the word we were using last time. Yeah.
But it doesn't like. Kind of go away. It still kind of coats the palate a little bit.
Okay.
For me, at least. Like, it still gives you, like, a good character.
You guys are onto something with the log up because there's a richness to it. There's, like, a richness to that smoke that reminds me of Lagavulin.
I do get some of that cherry, almost like a cherry wood.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It actually tastes pretty smooth to me. I took a really small
sip.
Yeah, I just did
And it coated my mouth nicely.
There's a sweetness. It is a sweet smoke like you would get from, since we've been talking about barbecue, from like a fruit wood, like a cherry wood, an apple wood, something like that.
Yeah. Very surprising.
Rather than like hickory, or something really strong, overpowering smoke. To me, it's sweet.
I might be switching from Lagavulin to Highland Park.
Mm-hmm. I'm also getting like a little spicy notes, almost like a baking spice, like a strong cinnamon kind of burny
like kind
of flavor.
Yeah, surprisingly light. I did not expect that.
I dig this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always fascinating to me when it's a real smoky scotch. Once you get past the smoke, like now...
What's laying underneath, yeah.
Yeah, now as I'm smelling it, I don't smell smoke. I'm smelling, like some sweet fruits.
I'm getting bread.
A little bit of, I was going to say like something bread like pastry.
Notes. Ooh, yeah. With the like white frosting, like a Danish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like toaster strudel, perhaps.
Toaster strudel.
From Costco.
Pillsbury.
And the Punch, like the initial thing for all of us was like, oh my gosh, it's smoky. And now I haven't tasted it yet, but now it's like, I don't smell smoke at all. Cause it's now I'm inundated in that smoke. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
I kind of swapped the smoke for like subtle woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
The thing I really like about this is every time you either take a smell or take a sip, it's slightly different. Like
it's a magic scotch.
You're getting a different taste almost every time.
This is a magic scotch.
It's like a scratch and snot. It's scotch.
Is anyone going to do it?
A sip and scratch. Scratch and sip.
What's that? Is anyone going to do it?
The water.
Yeah.
It's not as hot.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to. It's.
I feel like it's much hotter on
the nose than it is on the palate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm amazed how smooth it is on the palate based on what it smells like.
Yeah.
And also based on the fact that most of us are saying this is pretty young, which usually indicates this can be hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like on the really color
magic.
It's got a lot of peat though. I get that like kind of almost lip and tongue numbingness from it, from like the peat smoke.
There's a little heat there, but it's balanced.
I feel like it dissipates too, but it lets you know that it was around.
Yeah.
Like it's like, I was kind of hot.
Don't forget about me.
Yeah, don't forget about me. But I'm gonna treat you right at the end.
When I first smelt it, I thought it was gonna be like 50 plus ABV.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, it's probably like 40.
Yeah. Ooh, that's one thing that we don't guess is ABV. That would be a cool guess to kind of add.
I always guess. You can look back. I always guess.
Well, you initially, Vern, you initially said it was maybe cask strength, but now it sounds like maybe you're backing away from
I'm totally backing away from what I said like 5 minutes ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was
classic Vern.
I was drunk then. Now I'm sober. Now I'm of sober mind. And
this is a sobering scotch. Yeah.
A negative 50 ABV. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very drinkable.
I really like this.
Yeah.
This is really delicious.
I usually tend to go toward Islay and the smokiness. This has that, but it's got that sweetness that's just right there with it.
Yeah, like Evan was saying, if you get past the smoke, there's a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a long finish. I feel like the finish is relatively short. Like
it's
short and sweet, but like very nice, which I feel like midsummer is a great time to drink this. Because you don't like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you know, you don't want your summer scotch to stick around like your winter scotch. It's different. It's
correct.
You are correct. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
If we're going there, I think we might even be a little too early for the scotch. This is more late summer scotch.
Late summer.
When it's like even hotter.
Early fall.
Yeah. Just before fall hits.
It's like the leaves are about to change. I'm going to drink the scotch.
Yeah. Like a Halloween scotch? Yeah.
No. Pre-Halloween.
Pre-Halloween.
It's like a Labor Day scotch.
Interesting.
I don't usually... discriminate on time of year. I'll take it anytime I can get it. But if I had my choice, I think you're right. This is
honest Dave over here.
warmer weather scotch.
Have you tasted it yet, Evan?
No.
Really?
I'm just fascinated by this nose. It's taking me
wait.
Just to
like
you
it's wait. It's completely changed.
It's captivated you.
Join us.
As it's,
I'm getting like new flavors, but I want to wait
then,
until you
and the nose. Now I'm getting like some more sweet, like caramel and vanilla notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as the vanilla, scotch breathes a little bit, it's completely transforming.
And like vanilla that got lost somewhere.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Usually
you associate vanilla with something that's really heavy.
Evan is like finally going to try it.
Beautiful.
We're all watching him. Wow. It's going down. It's on his lips.
Oh, he's
happy. Going down his throat.
Oh, he's a happy camper.
I'm hammered.
And he's done. And he's done. And what are your first thoughts? The first words that come to mind?
Yeah, we're all looking to you.
Midsummer. I'm fine with midsummer on this.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a midsummer boy.
I'm starting after about half of it, starting to get a lot more like banana and kind of, how would you describe it? Like kind of like soft biscuits? Like shortbread, maybe?
Like biscuit soaked in scotch.
Yeah, that works for me.
This really is like a magic scotch. This is like a Willy Wonka scotch.
Yeah, it is.
Follow you with banana, though, definitely.
There's a little bit of banana there, right?
Maybe it's a banana mouthfeel? Like the dehydrated banana? I know you're laughing at me, but I'm serious.
I was recalling a recent meeting where we were talking about the difference between banana and banana peel. And we were discussing leather wrapped rocks too.
Right. Oh, man, this is like a whole separate episode.
No, you know what it maybe is like dried banana, like banana chips.
Yes. So there is, I don't know if they still sell it, but at Trader Joe's, there used to be dehydrated banana that looked like caca smashed in like a, in saran wrap. And it looked terrible. It was like $1. They got me. And I would eat the dehydrated banana.
Because it was $1.
Because it was $1. It was a good deal. Cheaper than buying regular bananas. But that flavor, if you know, you know. If you had the $1 dehydrated banana.
There's somebody in Ohio right now that is nodding. Yeah, somebody
like, there's somebody like, I knew I love that guy.
Yeah. Vern's my favorite character.
He gets me.
Yeah, he just gets me.
He
also shops at Trader Joe's like me.
There's a specific mouthfeel after you eat that pack of $1 bananas from Trader Joe's. You have a mouthfeel.
It and tastes like $1.
No, the mouthfeel was worth way more. I think that's why they discontinued it. They weren't making enough money on it.
It was too powerful.
Yeah.
Too good. Only the few could handle it.
If this was a ride at Disneyland, which ride would
that
it be?
The banana peel ride.
Oh, wow.
No, I would say, in all honesty to the answer to that question, the Cars ride at Disneyland. It's kind of all over
Autopia?
The place. No, the Cars ride. Cars ride.
Yeah, California Adventure.
In California Adventure. Where it's like, it's got a little bit of everything. It's kind of slow and meandering at the beginning. And then you go and like, there's a little bit of action at the end too. Yeah. It's got a little bit of everything for everybody.
And it's shorter than it's shorter than the line that you waited
exactly,
in.
Exactly.
Which also describes the finish. I think
it also only really fits nice three to- people, oddly enough.
I'm going to say it's a small world because it's for everyone. But it's a classic. This is a classic scotch.
It's for the children.
Yeah.
Wow. For the kids. Yeah. Kids can drink. Give this to your kids. Yeah.
We do not support Justin's underage drinking. Say,
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I was going to say, you know me so well, Andrew. Yeah, I was going to say something like that because, again, I keep going back. I keep calling it magical or a Willy Wonka scotch because I feel like it changes and it's kind of wacky and all over the place. I feel like we've said every tasting note possible almost. I didn't know what ride exactly, Andrew, but I did think it was going to be in Fairy Tale Land.
Fantasy Land.
Come on, dude.
Alice in Wonderland.
Jeez. Yeah, maybe Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. But somewhere in Fantasy Land, it's one of those rides, or maybe it's all of them combined.
I'm going to say Captain EO.
Whoa.
For that reason.
Hate to be pedantic, but that's not a ride.
Oh. Captain EO?
It was an attraction, but not a ride.
Is this?
I had to wear a seatbelt, so it's a ride.
Did you also have to wear a helmet?
No, I had gotten rid of the helmet by then. Yeah.
Well, maybe this scotch is an attraction to you and not a ride.
Wow!
Oh,
deep, deep cut.
Wow!
Yeah.
I was gonna say
okay,
not just because I think it's from the islands, but Tom Sawyer Island, because you can kind of have whatever. We've been very sort of differing. We've had a lot of different flavors that we pulled out, and like Tom Sawyer Island, you can kind of go wherever you want.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. Like there's
how the hell did we get here?
Exactly.
That's the beauty of this
what I'm talking about.
Would you call Tom Sawyer an attraction or a ride, though?
Attraction.
Okay.
This episode for sure is going to get banned immediately. We're talking about Disney way too much here.
Or it's going to be the one that people are like, no, that's an attraction.
SEO. SEO.
Yeah.
This is all parody.
It's fair use.
The message boards are going to blow up.
I would say, in my opinion, it is the Haunted Mansion. But during Christmas time, so when it's
so Nightmare Before Christmas
Haunted Mansion, because there's too much going on to actually get it all at once. You have to go multiple times. There's just too many details.
Wow.
Too much to see. Too much to taste.
Too much to smell.
That is really well thought out.
We should do a location-specific scotch tasting at Disneyland and then pair the different scotches with the different rides.
With ride. That's actually a really good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
If we could somehow figure out a way to get the scotch in, I think we could do that.
Yeah, in our bellies.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure most of the people in this room have done that.
Yes, plenty of time. I was just there last week. Sober, stone sober. I promise.
Did not bring anything in.
Has anybody added water to it?
No. I'm kind of scared to. Yeah. I don't want to.
I like it too much.
I'll do it if nobody's going to do it because I feel like there's going to be more banana to talk about if I do it.
That's bananas.
Dehydrated bananas.
Do you want that though? It sounded like you're a banana guy. Yeah, Trader Joe's story, that sounds like your wheelhouse.
Okay, yeah. What about, what is that white, little white flower? Is it?
Cocaine.
Jackpot. You read my mind.
This is the cocaine.
What about some cocaine? Anybody got any?
Sumeria?
Those white flowers.
Jasmine?
The Hawaiian flower?
I was thinking jasmine. I think it's honeysuckle.
I'm still on the juniper thing, guys. I don't know.
Wow.
It's still there.
The more I come back to it, the more I think that there's a lot more of that type of gin forward type of stuff, floral herbal stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's honeysuckle that I'm thinking of.
This is the most expansive like conversation we've ever had on.
Well, the scotch.
Well, we're really taking our time with it.
Yeah. This is like,
I think the moral of the story is that this scotch just went all over Disneyland.
It's gone on every ride so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a span of 10 minutes.
Do we want to make any guesses?
Mm.
Shot in the dark.
Yeah. I'd love to hear Vern's guess now.
Yeah. I might go Kilhoman.
Wow.
Because it reminds me of a young Kilhoman that I once had.
You talk about this Kilhoman a lot.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, it was, I was never able to find it. Yeah, it was an 8-year Kilhoman that had more pear and like real fresh fruits on it.
Pan pear, right?
Mockier Bay.
Pear. Open-faced pears in a pan. Or it's islands. You know, I would guess maybe Highland Park, something that we haven't had. Those would be my guesses. But I'm thinking like it's got to be islands, some sort of island.
I like the Highland Park guess because of the depth of flavor, but the smoke up front pushes me away from that. They're generally not so smoky. I'm going to go with Brooklottic. They have so many different ones.
Ooh,
I'm
going to
go
with
the Brooklottic, not the classic Lottie, but the, I don't know.
Islay Barley?
The Islay Barley, yeah.
Alex, do you have any guesses, thoughts?
I'm going to go with a 6-year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. What's the youngest we've had? I think it's the Wee Beastie.
The Wee Beastie is that
5 years?
Yeah. Well, 5 banger. Dave, do you have any guesses, any thoughts?
I was going to say a 10-year Islay.
10-year Islay. Okay. Andrew?
I bought the thing. So
oh, yeah. You know.
I will abstain.
Pass, hard pass to Evan C.
I know I'm wrong, but I'm going to say Lagavulin 8. I've had it before, and it doesn't quite taste like this. This is better than I remember Lagavulin 8 being, but.
I agree. When I had the 8, I remember not being impressed.
Yeah.
But I may have been expecting the classic Lagavulin experience, and this isn't that. So if I compared it to that, then it's like, oh, it doesn't stand up. But by itself, blindly, it's like I can see some similar attributes.
Yeah.
You guys hit the nail on the head for me too. Like if this is Lagavulin 8, I'm just going to like have somebody else pour it for me and like drink it blind. Just don't tell me what it is because I remember it in my head being hotter than this, but at the same time, this has similarities. If it's not that, I think you guys are onto something this light Islay, clearly, I think is Brooklottic or Kilhoman as well. I'd be surprised if it wasn't one of those.
Definitely say Brooklottic if it's not Lagavulin.
So I know Andrew brought it and he's a lawyer and I don't trust him. I'm kidding. But he's our lawyer, so we love him.
You just got sued.
I just got sued. I'll receive a bill.
Keep talking.
Keep talking.
He's billing by the hour.
Yeah. I'm going to say this is like some crazy special edition, like Ardbeg.
Ooh.
I'm going to get weird.
Yeah.
Right. Because this scotch is a little weird.
Although I'm missing the like melting tire.
That's where it's going to get you.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to get you.
Band-aid.
Yeah.
Smokiness isn't there.
Yeah.
The tire is still alive. It has enough time to melt the tire.
Oh, you're expecting to get punched in the face by the Ardbeg, but instead it's like right where it's about to hit you. Yeah, right where it's about to hit you, it opens up and it just caresses your cheek.
Gentle
your
Ardbeg.
Chin. Yeah. So a gentle Ardbeg, some sort of special edition thing maybe that we've never
had. Some sort of gentleman's of the world Ardbeg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do we want to go around the table and rate it?
Yes.
All right. We're going to start with Evan on the rating.
I think it's fantastic. I'm going to give it a 9.
Same guys.
What?
Wow.
I'm like it a lot. I'm going to go 8.
Okay. Andrew?
I feel like I should put some more thought into it. You guys are also certain.
They're just firing off. Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to go 9.
My man.
I'm going to go 8.5.
Okay. Evan C. to Chris.
I love it too. I'm going to go 9 as well. Only because, you know, you got to leave a little room for perfection, but. Very good.
9.5.
Wow.
9.5.
And that's from where I really enjoy.
Wow. You had such a good time.
I had a really good time just staying at this party.
It was the Trader Joe's banana. Yeah. It was the Trader Joe's banana.
It went on.
I'm feeling nostalgic.
It went to the Caribbean. Yeah. It went to the Haunted Mansion. It went on.
Yeah. The journey. You know,
they had a great day at Disneyland today.
The journey, you know? The experience, the attractions.
The complexity of it is so enjoyable. There's not one singular attribute to latch onto. And that's what I enjoy about it. It's not just, oh, it's smoky or, oh, it's sweet or there's so much going on that makes it intriguing start to finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said.
I'm also going to give it a 9.
Wow.
Yeah. as far as the tasting profiles that I like, it did all of that, and it was surprisingly smooth. Yeah, it was damn good.
Nice.
Damn good. Thank you, Andrew. Whatever this is, thank you for bringing
well.
It. Chris, what does that bring us out
to? That average is a 8.87, so rounding up to an 8.9.
Wow.
That is awesome. That's got to be one of the highest rating, we've ever had.
Probably our highest.
We would rank Jim Beam this high.
Yeah.
Jim Beam with water.
Yeah. One last note from me. The interesting thing is, like, when we taste scotches like this and then somebody says like a tasting note and then, you know, subconsciously I tend to like pick up on that tasting note. This time I didn't. Like, I kept all the same, like, I still had the same flavors I was tasting, even though somebody else mentioned something else. Yeah. Like, that's what I found really interesting about this. I don't know if you guys have the same feeling as well.
It speaks to each of us individually.
Yeah.
I could kind of pick up on what you guys were saying, but yeah, it's like, no, what I said first, like I still had that.
Exactly.
Know? It wasn't like, no, it wasn't. It's like, oh, maybe it's that in addition to what I already thought.
Exactly.
All right, Andrew.
Big reveal.
Us.
All right, so.
All right, the drum roll.
You're all wrong.
Wow. We're all wrong.
Surprise. Wouldn't be the first time. Yeah.
This is Torvheg.
What?
What?
About 4-ish years old.
Wow.
From the Isle of Skye.
Left field here. Oh my gosh.
Distillery on the Isle of Skye.
Yeah.
Holy
Talisker.
Talisker.
Yeah.
So they're really new.
Wow.
And this is essentially their first batch.
Holy.
They did a really good job.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
Nailing it out of the park.
Holy crap.
I mean, out of the gate. Yeah.
What's the price point?
It was, I think, $59.
No way.
Yes. Wow. Sold.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Say the name again, Tomahawk.
Torvheg, I think.
I'll be getting two bottles tomorrow.
Yeah.
And where did you get it at?
Total Wine.
Total Wine.
$59, $58.
Can you say the name again?
Well,
how do you say that?
Torvheg?
Torvheg or Torbhog, depending on how you.
Torabhag, I think. I don't actually recall.
I'm
going to
take a picture of this real quick ABV. So I can buy some tomorrow.
Let's look at this.
Wow. Yeah. There's a B and an H right next to each other.
46 ABV.
46. What did you say, Vern?
I think nice I said and light. 45.
I think
to
you said, yeah, 40.
We backed away from the cask strength pretty quick. 5.9.
Yeah. Smoke and brine. Oak casks.
My last
That is
sip
a
I
damn good bottle.
Did you? So yeah, it was yeah, I read
stuff.
A few really positive reviews and thought, this sounds fun. And I know that most of us, if not all of us, really prefer Islos over just about anything.
Uh huh.
And so I thought this would be a fun challenge for all of us because it's smoky, but it's from the Isle of Skye and
cool bottle shape too. It's
yeah.
kind of the normal bottle shape, but it's got a kind of a rectangle
like squared
situation
off, yeah.
going. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a like a Bowmore bottle, but squared off a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody listening that's has any connection to this
distillery?
Distillery.
Hook it up.
You guys are looking to get your name out there. Please contact us because we love it.
We will promote you.
The labeling would drive me away. Like just looking at the sticker and the label.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I don't know.
Why is that?
It's too busy and also too, there's three separate labels, bunch of very small writing on the front. And I don't, it's interesting. I like the bottle shape, the label itself. I'm like, I'm curious. Like that's what they ended up with. I want to see what they, you know, chose not to go with.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair.
But
don't be deceived by labeling. I
right. Yeah. Don't judge a book by its cover, but this is, thank you. This is great.
Yeah. I kind of figured this could go one of two ways. We really like it or we really hate it. So
do you have
that everybody likes
official
it.
Tasting notes?
Sure. Sure. Well, they're probably on the box down there, the poorly designed box that Evan's holding.
Yeah. Evan was just hating on the writing and how small it was. And now he's trying. He was
trying
right. He was right all along.
He's squinting.
It's literally just a big section of it just in what language is that?
Scottish.
Smoke and brine, a robustly peated spirit with a deceptively refined character resulting in a complex and characterful? Maritime whiskey.
Note.
That really doesn't tell us
much. None of us said that.
Yeah.
You know what? I did see this, though, which you don't see on many of the labels. A lot of comment about the specific ingredients. Heavily peated single malt whiskey made with Concerto malted barley with an ingrained phenols content of 55 to 60 ppm. Fermented with Pinnacle MG Plus yeast and aged solely in first fill bourbon barrels. which I imagine were pretty lightly toasted, even though this was only in there for 3-ish years. This is the lightest scotch that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they don't do the same thing that Kilhoman did, because Kilhoman, right when they started, released that scotch that I really enjoyed. And then they went into like sherry casks. And right. You know, I haven't really had as good of a Kilhoman since that first batch that they released. So I hope if they're listening, they stick with this. Like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing this like that.
Yeah.
That really young, light, fruity, but still like briny scotch. It's like really unique.
You know, the Ardbeg Wee Beastie is 5 years old, and that was like a smoke punch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This has got a lot more character, I have to say.
This might be sacrilege, but it runs more of Japanese whiskey, where it's like a lot more balanced as opposed to like, you know, it's got some heat, some peat, some like sweetness. It's got a lot of everything, but it's not one note overpowering.
You're right. That's sacrilege. Get out.
Sorry, guys. This will be my last podcast. Yeah. This is Evan C. signing out.
The inaugural release. So this is their first.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy like 3 bottles because they're gonna be like, oh no, we got to have a 12
it's,
year.
Yeah, it's
like,
the inaugural release, but it's called the Legacy Series.
It's so complex.
Yeah.
It's that good labeling.
Smart.
I would say, based on this price point, like this would be a good bottle to just have in the regular rotation.
100%.
Yeah, this is a rotation scotch for sure. Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Like the color of it.
Yeah. It's
wild. It's so light.
You said the age is what, 4 years?
It's like 2017 is when it was barreled. And I think it was released in 2020.
So under 4 years.
Yeah.
I can't believe that smoothness and that taste it's
incredible.
Something that age. It's amazing.
So the way I found it was actually on Whiskey Advocate's website. It was one of their higher rated scotches for 2020. And there were a lot of good candidates there in terms of like choosing a scotch for a blind tasting. But this one was so intriguing. Like I said, especially for our group that prefers Islas, this kind of seemed like a cool way to give us a test. Mm-hmm. Most of us thought, I would have thought if I didn't know that it was an Isla or something like Springbank or Highland Park.
It still had a good like peat punch though.
Yeah,
like there was still definitely that smoke there, which I always appreciate.
It's missing like that medicinal
aspect
of the peat that you get from Lagavulin and Ardbeg.
I got a hair of it.
Did you?
And that's what I actually liked about it. It wasn't like overpowering, but I still got that like if that's what you're looking for, it still kind of scratched that itch. Mm-hmm.
If you take a slightly bigger portion, my last sip was bigger than the normal one, and then that stood out a little bit more with some of that medicinal.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good.
Cool. Great scotch. Cool. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Great pick. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Time for a toast?
Yeah. Let's do it.
May those who live truly be always believed, and those who deceive us be always deceived.
Ooh.
Here's the U.S. government.
Cheers, gentlemen. Oh, that scotch is so good.
Yeah, I love scotch.
Still good.
Delicious. Delicious.
Yeah, it holds up.
If you like what we are doing, please follow or subscribe.
Wherever you enjoy podcasts, whether it's in Ohio or France.
So you know when we have new episodes released.
And tell your friends.
Find us on Instagram or Facebook
at Mystery Scotch Tasting.
And leave us a comment.
Always remember to enjoy your scotch responsibly.
And please tell your friends.